it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Superstars on this stage here tonight. And when I say who's out, y'all know what time it is. Who's
out? Yeah, this is what we're talking about. T Dot takeover as usual.
Mm-hmm.
He is, I don't know, he's definitely one of the top guys. I mean, he fought for fucking, like, for years, busting his ass, mixtapes.
Yeah.
Did one for the bitches, did one for the niggas. Gangsters, singing. I mean, everything is on lock and key. Tory Lanez, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How's everybody doing?
Welcome.
What did did you mutate into, man? Because, you know, she's a cool white chick, and she loved love. But now you became like this ill, like, where did this come from? Is the evolution of the experiences of maneuvering through this hip hop shit?
Yeah, I think honestly what it is just like my whole career, like I said, and I've stated before, is that I've always kind of felt like I just had to, you know, prove people like different about me, you know what I'm saying? So like I've just been on a mission of just trying to make sure that people understand where I'm at with the music and just making it something that people can always relate to and something that they can always feel and something that's also authentic to me without me having to, you know, succumb to any kind of sound or anything like that, you know?
Old friends, new foes, I just came in off of that.
Yeah.
What's the meaning behind that? I know you had a lot of haters from Canada to America.
Yeah,
you got rid of all your haters or you rather keep them close?
I think just in life, you know, sometimes when you start off, you get to this point where, you know, when you get to a place of success, you have old friends that can't understand the success, and they're also not on the same platform as you. And so the things that you guys used to relate to, there's no relation there. So it comes to a point where they kind of become like either you guys have your own differences and they kind of drop off the way, or they learn what you learn and they kind of get and evolve their mind to thinking how you do, you know? And I think that a lot of the times with me is like old friends have fallen off, and then there's new people who will try to come around when they know an old friend has, you know, fallen off to try to take the place. And I've realized, you know, when new friends come around, it's very dangerous, because then it's like trusting a brand new person. You know, once you actually befriend somebody, you know, they're your friend until, you know,
regardless of what's going on.
Yeah, and it's like for me, like that's dangerous to me, because just making anybody and any and everybody my friend is like, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So I see Drake posted your album, man, and that's a good look, man. For hip hop, period, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him and thank him, like, you know what I'm saying, for doing that. Like, I know he ain't had to do that shit, and I definitely texted him. I was just like, yo, thank you, man, appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate shit like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anytime someone goes out or just like does something that's like not, you know, they weren't like scheduled to do it, they didn't have to do
it,
like,
exactly.
Anytime someone does that, like, I appreciate it, you know? So that was big.
50 Cent, man, you know I gotta bring this up. This is my boss right there. You've always been a fan of 50 Cent.
Yeah, of course.
Especially when the mixtape fucking, you're like a mixtape king of your own.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you looked up to him. How did that come about? Like, you know, where did this happen? Like, what the fuck?
Honestly, it happened, like, I had met him through one of my friends who was, I guess, talking to Renee at the time.
Oh, okay.
And they had set up like a little meeting or whatever. And I remember the first time we talked, we was talking for like mad long, just like just 3 hours. We was just talking. We was only supposed to talk for like 30 minutes.
They'd be gangster. Like, I used to cut bricks, and then the coke was crazy. And then I shot niggas.
Nigga, who is that? Nah, but you know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's more wisdom and stuff. Like stuff that he teaches me. And then we both also like a very like interesting, I'm sure because you know him firsthand. So like we're both very interested in film. Like I love cinema. Mm. I love directing. I love film. I love making movies. I love writing screenplays. I love all that stuff. Like when it comes to film, like I have.
Ooh, am I going to see you in Power?
But what's funny though is like we're gonna do the movie for the album, and 50 Cent is gonna jump in it. So
So
it's gonna be very serious. Like it's not like right it's now. Not like no documentary or mm-hmm. like no music video movie or nothing like that. It's like a 40 to 50 minute, you know, presentation.
Hey, this is DJ Who Kid. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives feeling like there are never enough hours in the day. For me, between constantly working and traveling, I often struggle to squeeze important things into my busy schedule, like going to the gym, relaxing, and spending time with my loved ones. I've had to learn what is truly important and what I need to prioritize in my schedule. And therapy can help you find what truly matters to you, just like I did. Therapy can be a helpful tool to learn positive coping skills, learn how to set healthy boundaries, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. And if you want to give therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great way to get started. It is entirely online, which makes it convenient, flexible, and can be suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/who today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/who. You want me to say it again? That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/who. Give online therapy a try and get on your way to be your best self.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Producers, man. Let's see who's on here. A-Rab, one of my favorite homies.
Yeah, man. A-Rab did the last record on there. Played Nav. Picasso, of course. Not Nav. Nav didn't produce on it, but Nav did do his verse on on Dance For Me.
Who did most of the album, or is a whole bunch of different producers?
Most of the album was done by Play Picasso.
Okay, bam.
Of course, Benny Blanco is like one of the dudes who, at the end of the day, he helps to coach me along, as far as just like, just my overall like project and plan, you know what I'm saying? But with this album, it was more so like playing, like when it comes down to the overall, who looks over everything is me.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm super, like, into the production as far as everything. I just specifically, even things that I actually did do myself as far as production, I didn't credit myself for this album. I just gave
A lot of people don't know that you're very hands-on. Like
very hands-on. Everything I do, I have to have a hand in it.
Were you in the studio with Future, or you sent it out?
No, we was actually on tour together. We was on the, and I remember he was just recording his bus every night, and I was recording at my bus, and I remember just bringing over a batch of records. And he just did it and just gave me.
He doesn't write anything down, right? Everything is like in his head. Like
it's kind of like how I do it. Like you just go in the studio and just go in the booth and just kind of freestyle. But I never actually saw him recording. I just seen him in the studio of his bus. And then when I gave him, like that's where I played him the records.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I gave him the records, he just kind of, he was like, all right, I'm going to get these done.
And then that's it.
Did it.
Damn. What the hell? There was nothing weird going on, like candles and like humidity.
Nah,
smoke machines and stuff like that. That's what I heard. I'm gonna make sure, man. You know, you don't have to prove yourself anymore. You murdered Flex. You murdered like countless. I know people put you on, you know, on the spot, and you got a spot. But you don't have to. You're ill, man. You don't have to.
Thank you. I appreciate.
You don't have
that.
To like, yo. You be killing us with these shits, man.
Nah, thank you.
Damn,
man.
You be doing 9 minute jokes.
I just be feeling like sometimes like people be trying to play me, like I'm saying, like I felt like.
But you don't have to prove it anymore. Like,
nah, you know, it's
just a rap.
It's
like,
just competitive spin. That's all. That's
you've always had that. You've always had that. Like, yo, you can't really like test me like that. You have to like you always gotta prove
shit. When it comes
shit.
To music, yeah, yeah, or like my craft, yeah, you know, not in like life. I don't gotta prove shit all the time in life. Yeah. It's whatever it is. I don't even have to prove anything to anybody. Actually.
But do you see how a lot of like the original fans, like, you know, like I've listened to you for years, but you kind of like shocked me when I first started seeing. You see that though, like mm-hmm. people are like, "Oh shit, this motherfucker got bars!" Like, nah, what the fuck going
true,
on?
True, where? True. You know? But I feel like a lot of people got exposed to me around the time that I was like doing Say It in Love and like records yeah. like that. And so I felt right. like, you know, it was just one of those situations where some people were just like, he's the guy who sings Say It in Love. And it just ended up being that. But in all reality, I'm the guy who I rap too. You know what I'm mm. saying? Like I've always, right. I was rapping before I was even singing. Like,
man.
So it's like, you know, whatever.
Before you get out of here, man, who busted each other ass? I heard this extended video you and Tekashi, man, like at that basketball game. He told me he busted your ass, man.
Nah,
you
want to put that listen, out there? First of all, pause. Second of all,
I'm sorry.
Look, second of all, we was in LA at the time, and like I said in the video, I told him, I said, look, I took it easy on him. He was in LA. He had a lot of pressure going on. And yeah. I said, I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to let you win this game. All right? I was playing like garbage the whole game. I was shooting shots yeah. like this. You know what I'm saying? But he won. I give him that.
Yeah, but if you want to link the extended video, let me know.
Me and him both got the ugliest forms in the whole rap game. Word.
Remix. You want to leak what remix is next, or should I talk to your management? I know you got a remix of coming out soon of one of your records.
Is that so?
I heard a nice rumor. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, what'd you hear?
Another big artist too. I mean, where's the management at? Get that white boy over here. I heard there's a good remix coming out, man.
No way, man.
Out of here. See ya. Peace.
Nah, we gonna keep those.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Wow, he's the only one who didn't get caught.
Almost got him, man.
We were so close.
All right, but we'll put it out there, though. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good one, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Very good. Skirt. Smart guy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. Yeah. Smoking on packs. Preferably black. Leprechaun. All of these hoes, they on my arm. All of these bitches, they know I'm a dumb. Stunning on bitches, come back to the sixes. I spit threes like I'm playing with the sixes. Bad bitch like she playing with the mixes. Bad bitches keep playing with my jigs. Bad bitch wanna get on my Insta. Told a bitch chick tryna keep quiet. I got bad bitches tryna get by. Don't chill for a nigga, get violent. I got bad bitches and they coming wildin'. Ayy, I see them in the fuck smiling. 20,000 damn bitches on the island. 20,000 damn bitches going private. She make it clap. I got the strap. 21 gats. Feel like I'm savage. 21 bitches and none of them average. I'm gonna fuck me tonight. Me a bad bitch. I don't give a fuck about niggas. I don't give a fuck about hoes. I don't give a fuck about your bros. I don't give a fuck about your toes, your hoes, your manicure, pedicure, toes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.